Hello, hello, everybody. You are listening to 91.5 WMFO Tufts Freeform Radio. We are the Birders Anonymous. It is, I almost said it's Monday. It's not Monday. It's quite the opposite. It's Friday. Friday morning, 10:06, 20 seconds past the minute. You're listening to Gabe.
I'm Larson.
Oh, wait, which mic are you on, Larson? Oh, you're on two. My bad.
He forgot to turn on my mic, so that was his fault.
Rookie maneuvers here in the studio. Yeah. I'm Gabe.
I'm Larson.
And we got my grandma in the studio. Grandma, do you want to introduce yourself?
I'm grandma.
Your grandma? All right. There we go. That's all you need to know.
Yeah.
Grandma, for those listening, is our biggest fan. If you disagree, if you think you're a bigger fan than my grandmother, call in and say something about it. But otherwise, we're going to be here in the studio chopping it up, listening to some good songs, sharing some bird facts, which I actually have a good, it's not a fact. I have a mixed bird fact and a PSA today.
Okay.
And then we'll service the public with a public service announcement. That's how it'll go.
Oh, I also got a good one that I just learned yesterday.
Bang.
So it double trouble today. Yeah.
Yeah. Sweet. Oh, and also shout out. If you've been listening to the show, had some trainees in the last weeks. And we will also be shouting out their show slots as we go.
Yeah.
And also, Lars and I, for those who are interested in Spanish-speaking culture and music, are part of a new show here at Tufts called Tu Radio Español, or Tu Radio Jumbo Español, which is the Romance Department's Spanish-speaking radio station. So if you are interested in that, or someone you know is interested in that, that will be Thursdays from 4 to 5 p.m. every other week.
Sipo.
Muy
buena onda.
Very good vibes. Those last songs, ironically, were both in Portuguese, given that last announcement. The first one was Soloku Samba by Stan Getz and Luis Bonfa, and the last one that we listened to was called Manha de Carnaval by Luis Bonfa as well. Both of those were picks by Miss Ann Parker.
Yeah. Somewhere in the 50s, early bossa nova, and wonderful, and the latter one, which I can't say in Spanish.
Portuguese.
I'm sorry, Portuguese. That tells you how much I don't know, but I really do know that, is movie Black Orpheus, which, if you haven't had a chance to see it, is visually spectacular. The Orpheus story with wonderful alterations and wonderful music.
There you go.
So shout out.
If you're looking for a movie this weekend. We're going to slip into some soul here. This first song on theme is called Grandma's Hands by Bill Withers. Enjoy.
Grandma's hands clapped in church on Sunday morning. Grandma's hand played a tambourine so well. Grandma's hand used to issue out a warning. She'd say, Billy, don't you run so fast, might fall on a piece of glass, might be snakes there in that brass. Grandma's hand. Grandma's hand the local unwed mother. Grandma's hand used to ache sometimes and swell. Grandma's hand used to lift her face and tell her, she'd say, baby, grandma, understand that you really love that man, put yourself in Jesus' hands. Grandma's hand. Grandma's hand used to hand me a piece of candy. Grandma's hand picked me up each time I fell. Grandma's hand, boy, they really came in a handy. She'd say, Matty, don't you whip that boy, what you wanna spank him for? He didn't drop no apple core, but I don't have grandma anymore. If I get to heaven, I'll look for grandma's hand.
sitting in the morning sun. I'll be sitting when the evening comes, watching the ships roll in, and then I'll watch them roll away again. Yeah, I'm sitting on the dock of the bay, watching the tide roll away. Ooh, I'm just sitting on the dock of the bay, wasting time. I left my home in Georgia, headed for the Frisco Bay, 'cause I've had nothing to live for, look like nothing's gonna come my way. So I'm just gonna sit on the dock of the bay, watching the tide roll away. I'm sitting on the dock of the bay, wasting time. Look like nothing's gonna change, remains the same. I can't do what 10 people tell me to do, so I guess I'll remain the same. Yes, sitting here resting my bones, and this loneliness won't leave me alone. Listen, 2,000 miles I roam just to make this dock my home. Now I'm just gonna sit at the dock of the bay, watching the tide roll away. Ooh, I'm sitting on the dock of the bay, wasting time.
Welcome back. That last song right there was called Happy Soul with a Hook, which indeed it was, Happy Soul with a Hook, by Dave Baby Cortez, The Moon People, and DJ Format. So there you go. Before that, we had the classic Eternal, Otis Redding, sitting on the dock of the bay, wasting time, nothing better to do. And before that, we started off that set of three with Bill Withers' Grandma's Hands, which are currently holding coffee.
I think that's a weekend activity, sitting on the dock of the bay. It's a mint day in
it's
Boston.
It's a mint day. Today. It's been a mint week in Boston. Yeah. We've had great weather.
We had one. They had us in the first half a little bit, mm-hmm. where it was really cloudy, and now it was
cloudy.
Beautiful, and the leaves are out.
Good sun day is shining. Campus. It's a good day to It's
happy
a good
parents
day.
Parents weekend.
Happy Parents' Day weekend, everybody. Yeah, grandparent weekend. Grandparent week for me, but Happy Parents Weekend, indeed. What we got up next? What are we playing up next? We're playing some Amy Winehouse, You Can Only Hold Her. Straight into Something by the Beatles. And maybe, were either of the songs you had solely?
Kind of more country.
Okay, sounds good.
Feeling
we'll
country
play.
This morning.
Feeling country? I'm with that. I put some Crosby, Stills, and Nash up in here, so. Well, we might have a brief two songs and then come back and talk to you some more.
Sounds good.
But here we go. We got He Can Only Hold Her off Back to Black by Amy Winehouse, and then Something by the Beatles.
Careful distinction between Back in Black and Back to Black.
Careful. Oh, yeah. Back
styles.
To Black. Yeah, not Back in Black.
I think you said it right. Yeah. For anybody who was confused.
I've had that mistake with people before where they're like, I love the album Back in Black. I'm like, yeah, it's just like so smooth and sexy. And they're like, what are you talking about? Like, it's hard rock.
It is smooth and sexy if you
if you're into AC/DC.
Yeah, right?
Actually, it was my first concert at AC/DC.
Oh, that's a pretty good one.
Yeah, it was.
Did they play in San Fran?
Yeah, they were playing in Oakland. I honestly don't remember. It's like my mom took me when I was like 8, and I just remember that the speaker was a huge rocket ship, which was like built out of speakers, so it was just ridiculously loud. But that might have been because my hearing hadn't gone yet at that point.
Well, now you're toast.
Yeah, now I'm
8-year-old hearing.
Yeah, I'm
hosed.
There's
no recovery.
No. Yeah, I do need to get on the earplugs wave at concerts. Anyways, here's some more smooth, sexy
AC/DC.
You Can Only Hold Her, Amy Winehouse. Here we go.
Never die. found myself by the sea, in another's company. By the sea, wanna go out to the pier. Gonna dive and have no fear, because you, you just know, you just do.
attracts me like no other lover. Something in the way she woos me. I don't want to leave her now.
Something in the way she. Thank you, Beatles. Grandma, you raised me on the Beatles.
Yeah.
Talk closer to that.
Gosh, the Beatles just—they showed up on a TV show. A guy named Ed Sullivan, who brought them, and it was like, who are those kind of funny-looking kids? Although I was a kid at the time, so who are those? Have you funny
scruffy
outfits?
In it.
It was like, and then it was like, wow, they just took over. It's funny listening now, trying to think about, does it sound as different as it did then? And it was also very political at a kind of strange time. But
60s?
It was all over the place because it was, they were really good musicians. There was a lot of energy, but revolution, and there were so many songs that were just startling. And then things like Hey Jude, which just got in your head, and they didn't get out of your head. So now, you know, for me, what was that? The 60s, and we're in whatever, 2024. Excitement and emotion of it is still there. So, you know, it's a different time, and sometimes you go, is that dated or not? But most of it, I think, you go back to that when you first heard it, and you don't lose that sensation. So I have no idea what it sounds like today because...
Yeah. Well, when you listen to the Beatles, does it still have kind of like that political layer to it?
Yeah. Even it's a different time, but it does. It has that kind of a, I don't know, it's mellow, but there's an urgency. It was just a great combination of a feeling. And even like Yellow Submarine, which was real, real different than, you know, a lot of the other albums. But it's just a different impact. It really was a different scene that they brought.
Well, that's interesting because I feel like, Lars, I don't know how you feel about this, but I feel like when I listen to the Beatles, it's mainly nostalgic.
Mm-hmm. And you weren't there at the beginning, and yet it feels nostalgic.
Yeah. But it's more like it feels nostalgic for, like, it doesn't feel incredibly political to listen to the Beatles, I'd say.
Right.
No, I think it's like just a core
music.
Well, yeah, or you can kind of, you can listen to it and then think about another person, like another musician, and say like, oh, okay, that's kind of a interesting relation. I don't know who's influenced or anything.
No, I think you're right. It was very much about connection. I think that's what I hear you saying. It was just in, you know, I want to hold your hand, and, which is obvious connection, but there was just a lot of connection, which was probably one of the attractions.
It's a good take. Before that, we had Feeling Dizzy by a band called Everything But the Girl. Before that, we had VCR by the XX. Shout out to our friend Nina, who put both Lars and I onto that song. And then before that, we had He Can Only Hold Her by Amy Winehouse. Good set of four there. I kind of lied to you all, listeners. I said we would have Amy Winehouse and then the Beatles, but we put two in the middle there. But I hope you all enjoyed. Bird fact?
Do it. Get out there, man.
Get out there.
This is the PSA, too, right?
This is the PSA bird fact, which is the fact that there's a bald eagle on campus. I saw a bald eagle flying around campus, like a full 6-foot wingspan, huge ass. Oops, sorry, I can't say that in there. Bald eagle. But it was a BAE, if you will.
Yep.
I'm putting it down. But it was crazy. I've never seen
between them and the Fletcher Hawks.
Yeah, I know. Who would win? I have no idea.
No.
Probably the Hawks, actually.
Yeah, there's a lot of those.
I heard bald eagles are kind of just like scavengers. They actually don't really hunt for themselves much.
It's weird that they're I guess they're kind of far south, because we saw one in Virginia this summer.
Really?
Yeah.
Well, that's weird.
Yeah, I mean, it was kind of like on the coast, but so maybe that's where they're hunting. But
where they're hanging.
Boston.
Yeah, bald eagles and I also feel like I don't see bald eagles in urban areas that much. So it was surprising. And it was funny because it was like me and like two other people posted up staring at this bald eagle, and we were like, I can't believe there's a bald eagle. And it was just funny. It made me late to class as well. But
it's worth being late to class.
Yeah, bald eagle. What was your bird fact?
We were talking about Darwin the other day and how his theory of evolution came from the different islands in the Galapagos and different species living on those islands. But his notes, he just labeled all of these species of birds as coming from the Galapagos. But the people who are working on the ship he was on, he has to ask them for the specific island that these different species came from. So he like put them all like, this bird's from the Galapagos, and then really it was the people that he was working with that provided the critical piece
That's
of information.
That's so funny.
Yeah.
So what if the people he was working with were wrong?
I think they kept pretty detailed notes.
I'm sure that they did.
Yeah.
So Darwin outed as a fake.
Well, yeah, or just
phony.
I don't know. Everybody who works under those big people goes underappreciated. So
yeah. Authorship credit.
Authorship credit. Exactly.
Give authorship.
Invisible technician, man.
Yeah, seriously. Shout out whatever poor deckhand was taking bird notes for.
Yeah, who got really into birding and then did not get a mention.
Was not mentioned in the acknowledgement. That's pretty cool. I didn't know that. I'm thinking we'll PSA when we get back from this next 3-song stretch here.
Sounds good.
But these were kind of some of the songs that Lars and I started this week's playlist off with. The first one is going to be Always Something There to Remind Me by Naked Eyes. Then The Promise by When in Rome. And then This Must Be the Place by Talking Heads.
Good stretch.
Great stretch. And then we'll give you a public service announcement on the other end. So stay tuned. Here we go.
Along the city street. you're in danger, take a look all around, and I'll be there. You know what to do. I'm gonna always be there. Sometimes if I shout, it's not what's intended. These words just come out with no cross to bear.
I'm sorry, but I'm just thinking of the right words. I know they don't sound the way I planned them to be. But if you wait around a while, I'll make you fall for me. I promise you. I'm sorry, but I'm just thinking of the right words to say. I know they don't sound the way I planned them to be. And if I had to walk the world, I'd
That was This Must Be the Place.
Naive Melodies by the Talking Heads. Before that, we had The Promise by When in Rome. And starting off that set of three, we had Always Something There to Remind Me by Naked Eye.
Indeed. Now we got a public service announcement.
PSA.
Thinking of adding a pet to your family? The Sterling Animal Shelter reminds you that there are a variety of wonderful adult and young dogs at the shelter just waiting for a good home like yours. For more information about adoptions or pet care, contact the Sterling Animal Shelter at 978-422-8585 or visit sterlingshelter.org. Remember, adopt, don't shop. This has been a public servant message from WMFO Medford Tufts Educational Radio.
Heck yeah.
Yeah.
That's a good PSA. I don't think I've ever heard that one before. Is it new?
It's in the binder.
It's in the binder. The PSA Bible.
Yeah.
That's a good shout. Do you guys adopt dogs, right, Lars?
Yeah.
Rescue? Yeah, I think all of our dogs are rescues, which is funny to call a dog a rescue, but...
Well, it's funny because they rescue us. I mean... I
saw that coming from a mile away.
So many ways.
That's true, they do.
Yeah.
We do love our dogs here. It is 10:53 and 15 seconds past the minute.
Probably got one more song in here for you guys.
No, we got a few more.
A few more?
A few more, yeah. We're going to have a bit of a country stretch here. We're going to start off with Amarillo by Morning by George Strait, and then Family Reserve by Lyle Lovett, and finish it off when we get there with Helplessly Hopin'.
Indeed.
By Crosby, Stills, and Nash. And also, shout out to our new trainees, or not our new trainees, but there are new DJs in the station who you all should tune into. Wednesday mornings, 6 a.m.
Ivan and Will.
It's a tall task.
They play good music.
They play great music. But if you happen to be up, if you are driving, if you are going to the gym, bless your soul, tune in to Will and Ivan, 6 a.m. Wednesday mornings. Without further ado, this song is by George Strait, and you are listening to
91.5
WMFO Tufts Reform Radio.
Indeed.
This has been the Birders Anonymous. Pleasure talking at you. Pleasure playing music for you. We will see you next week.
Amarillo by morning, up from San Antonio. Everything that I got is just what I've got on. When that sun is high in that Texas sky, I'll be bucking at the county fair. Amarillo by morning, Amarillo, I'll be there. They took my saddle in Houston, broke my leg in Santa Fe, lost my wife and a girlfriend somewhere along the way. But I'll be looking for aid when they pull that gate, and I hope that judge ain't blind. Amarillo by morning, Amarillo's on my mind. Amarillo by morning, up from San Antonio. Everything that I got is just what I've got. Amarillo's where I'll be.